I've been spending more time at my desk than I like lately, and it can be frustrating with fall migration kicking in a serious way. Fortunately, the box elder right next to the window by my computer is a most inviting tree, so I get plenty of looks at wonderful birds even when I'm stuck indoors. On September 1st, for example, while other people were out celebrating Labor Day and I was feeling sorry for myself, my little chickadee with the damaged foot, the one missing all its front toes, turned up. This is the same bird that had the deformed bill with the upper mandible way longer than it should have been. The tip of the beak must have fallen off or broken off, and now the bill looks fine. And now it's using its foot fairly gracefully. It got through this summer's molt perfectly, so it's in beautiful plumage right now. I was delighted to be able to photograph it right outside my window, and it posed for some very nice photos. During migration, one of the bonuses of seeing chickadees is finding the birds that move about with them. Right through my window, whenever my chickadees were there, I spotted black and white, Nashville and Magnolia warblers, American red starts, and red-eyed vireos. And with so many birds right there, I knew there'd be more in other trees, so I headed out to the backyard for a few minutes to add northern Perula, Tennessee, and chestnut-sided warblers, along with the least flycatcher and a house wren, and several more red starts and vireos. These are all migrants who don't know their way around the neighborhood, but they were all hatched in Canada or further north in Minnesota, and they know full well that chickadees know all the best places to find food and places to hide out from predators, and chickadees welcome any little birds that tag along with their sociable little flocks. It's always a good idea to keep an eye out whenever chickadees are about, especially during migration. Even if you can't step outside, you never know what's going to show up right outside the window. I haven't seen an adult male ruby-throated hummingbird in a little over a week now. The only ones remaining are a few adult females and mostly young of the year. A couple of them stopped at my window feeder while I was working away. I've been losing some of my hearing, but I always seem able to pick up the humming sound their wings make. I've even heard it when the windows were closed, but on September 1st they were wide open. One immature male hummingbird drank his fill and then perched in the box elder for a few minutes. I like to hold the button down on my camera to shoot a lot of photos at once. With hummers, you can get a lot of completely different poses of the same bird on the same perch, because even when they're resting, they're looking every which way and preening and yawning and stretching. My camera shoots several photos per second in the highest resolution setting, the only limitation being how fast the photos can be written to the memory card. I have a very high-speed card, but when a bird stays in the same place being photogenic for more than 7 or 8 shots, the camera shutter stops for a few seconds. I got 54 shots of the same bird all in the exact same spot, and just about all of them are focused, interesting, and different, but I also missed some really good shots during the camera's downtime. That used to fill me with frustration, but now I take it right in stride. That hummingbird moved on after its meal and its rest stop, but another hummingbird will pass through, and then another. I love being outside to see as many birds as I can during migration, but when I can't, I can at least count on my trusty box elder to draw in a bunch of really cool birds. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.